Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we are reading Numbers 1, Psalm 35, Ecclesiastes 11, and Titus chapter 3. And you'll recognize that while this doesn't sound like I was on my phone like yesterday, I'm actually still not operating at full strength, still without a Mac, so I could be using you guys' prayers there as I'm on a backup device with some backup capabilities, and I'm just trying to make it work because the gospel still needs to move forward, right? And so here's what I know as we look at today. When God stirs up his people with passion, the world gets blessed. But I've been in many seasons of life where I just don't feel stirred up. My passion for life, for the Lord, and for loving others has been lower at times than I'd like to admit. In those seasons, I'm sure there were plenty of people, places, and spaces that could have been blessed by me, but they weren't. Why? Mostly because I was not prepared for that. I was not ready in those moments. In the same way that our call to sobriety easily addresses our need to be ready for defense against the enemy, today's word is a call for us to be ready for the work of the gospel that God has planned for us individually and as a community. So when we read Titus 3, not only are we hearing Paul's instructions to a Christian leader who may need to bring discipline, but we are reading some instructions for ourselves about what life in the community of faith can and should look like, or even more so, what it shouldn't look like. He opens this chapter with a reminder to receive authority in the same way we receive the Father, with submission, obedience, and a readiness to put in the work of the faithful. Not just do good things, but every good work, he says. The understanding being that we must be open to any and all things that God calls us into for his glory, every good work. He tells Titus to insist that the people don't speak evil of anyone, but be gentle and quarrel-avoiding people amongst everyone, because God is in his faithful and kind loving mercy has been gentle and gracious with us, like when he plucked us out of darkness and gave us his marvelous light. He says that the believers must be careful that they are devoted to good works that are excellent and profitable, the work that God has ordained for us all. So what does that look like? To be careful that you are devoted to works that are excellent and profitable. Well, when the text says profitable, it's not talking about making money, but adding value. It's when someone's life is improved because the work was undertaken. Well, Paul tells us most clearly what it doesn't look like. He says, it doesn't look like getting caught up in conspiracy theories and quarrelsome and dissentious conversation. The question for the believer operating with care to be about good works only is, will this activity, conversation, Facebook post be profitable? Will it add value? Will it build up and not divide unnecessarily? I specify that because people will be divided along the lines within the layers of the gospel. Some will be absolutely opposed to its entirety, and others will simply miss the application of the gospel that you may see clearly. Therefore, the admonition is to avoid the foolish versions of that. Not all. If it furthers the gospel's message, then it is excellent and profitable. But be careful not to become devoted to messages that are apart from the gospel truth. because the double-minded devotion can be what unintentionally causes the division that the enemy's after and that God opposes. As we become caught up in devotion to things like QAnon or some conspiracy or other conjecture or just common devotion as we see everywhere today to our political parties. These are the things that Paul says he should insist upon. Knowing that their careful devotion to the actually good works of God will produce the world-changing profit that God is after. Here's the question for us all today. Will we be so devoted, no matter the season? Let's determine that we will and pray for His help. Heavenly Father, we thank You that in Your mercy, in Your grace, in Your faithfulness, You gave us the opportunity. You gave us the moment in time to be devoted to You, to be devoted to Your gospel. You empower us through Your Spirit to do just that, Lord God. And we just ask for more and more grace, more and more mercy, more and more opportunities, chances to step away from the devotions of this world and to step into You and the devotions to Your kingdom and the message of Your gospel, Lord God. And I pray that we would elevate what is excellent and what is profitable over what is dissentious, contentious, and divisive in the body of Christ, Lord God. Let love and truth reign in and through us today. And it's in Your mighty name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode of Five by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Leave a prayer request there. I invite you guys into praying for me as I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do with this computer situation because money's tight. And then make sure you subscribe, rate the podcast over on iTunes, share it wherever you can so the word gets out. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.